producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Director Pearson offered her resignation today because she believed that it was in the best interest of the agency to which she has dedicated her career. The secretary agreed with that assessment. The president did as well. Over the last several days, we've seen recent and accumulating reports raising questions about the performance of the agency. And the president concluded that new leadership of that agency was required.
Josh Ernst, the mouthpiece from the White House, the big shove of Julie Pearson, the first woman to run the Secret Service for less than 3 months, gone out. A lot of people say it was the media that pushed her out. I say it was incompetence that pushed her out. There's obviously a poor culture there, and she didn't do anything to right the ship. And even though she might have been handed a bag, you have to be in charge and take charge, and there is a thing called accountability. So the Secret Service director resigns. That's where we're at. KD and all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Julie's out. Who is in the meantime? Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson was the guy who announced the resignation in a written statement. The White House confirmed the decision. The president concluded new leadership of that agency was required, and then they just moved on. That was it. She did 30 years as a Secret Service person in various jobs. She just couldn't hold on to the position of chief. She wasn't the right person to lead that agency because clearly, as I said, once you jump into that position, you can't whine and complain and talk about all the bad boys behind closed doors. You have to really just grab the bull by the horns and lay it down. It doesn't matter. I don't think it mattered that she was female. I think it mattered that she didn't jump into it and ruled with an iron fist, because frankly, that's what it sounds like they need there. It's romper room when they're turning off alarms because White House people don't like the way they sound. So we go from that, which is very, very big, to something equally as scary and big, not too far from the satellite facility where I'm broadcasting, Ebola. Many of you said it, and it is here. Five kids had contact with the Ebola patient. Who knows if it could be more than that? At this point, the world is reacting to Ebola and what's going on in West Africa, and the fact that you had the first person in the United States come down with it as they had traveled from Africa and were visiting relatives. And what we do know is five kids somehow were in the range of this guy, and they're being monitored, but they don't have any symptoms at this point. So the good news is they don't have symptoms, but it doesn't mean they can't develop them. All they can do is keep them home. They have to be home for 21 days. No school, cannot take any chances. And what about other staff? What about other people? Because you now have Eric Duncan. Thomas Eric Duncan is the guy's name. The first mistake is he waddles in to the hospital, and they send him home the first time around. He said he came in from Liberia. It didn't ring any bells with anybody. Then he went back, and they knew immediately at this hospital, at Texas Health Presbyterian, that this isn't right. We got to call the CDC. We got to isolate him. We got to roll with this right now. And they did. And they're monitoring anybody in the hospital that came in contact with him. So blood tests, Centers for Disease Control, all that stuff confirmed the diagnosis. It's a definite. There is no gray area here. He's the first person to be diagnosed, like I said, with Ebola in the U.S. He's in serious condition on Wednesday. You hope, with all the monitoring, with everything they're doing, this guy is going to pull through. There is no way to know with Ebola. All those poor people in Liberia, in Nigeria, and all those people in those parts of Africa that have Ebola. Imagine their families. They're just weeping over corpses. So many die. Some survive. Some survive, but plenty die. It used to be completely off the charts, like 95% fatality rate. The family is big. So Duncan comes from a big brood of people, a big clan. There's like 18 people just in the family alone that they're monitoring. CDC is all over Dallas. I'm serious. I'm looking around the corner looking for guys in white coats. But they do. They have 9-member teams working, checking people out, looking for whatever they can find. 21 days is what you need. Fevers, feeling sick, all that kind of stuff. It's so strange, too, because initially they go to the emergency room, and then they're sent home with antibiotics. Ah, gee, really sorry, not much we can do for that. Here's some antibiotics. They asked for the Social Security number. He didn't have one. Why? Because he was visiting from Liberia. Oh, the handwriting was right there on the wall. A nurse asked Duncan on his first visit whether he had been in an area affected by the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. But apparently it wasn't communicated. So it gets even deeper. The nurse knew and told somebody, but they didn't tell anybody else. I mean, he lived and worked there. That's where he likely caught that disease. Had no symptoms when he was in the plane and flew back to the U.S. on September 19th. The good news, if there is any good news, is because of that, anybody on the flight, that whole theory about the flight and recirculated air and all of that, no worries there because he didn't have it yet. It hadn't been inflamed, I guess, at that point. Terrible. And there's a big community in Dallas of Liberians, like 10,000 Liberians. So now they're really freaking out and thinking, we got to keep control of this because are there other people coming in and there's all these social gatherings? Who knows? So they might be testing a lot of people just in case. Because if they even find one case that they wouldn't have found, imagine how many people they save. It's not 6 degrees of separation. It could be 6,000 degrees. Depending on where the person was and how many people they were around, all the kinds of things that you could possibly think of. But Ebola worries, keeping some students, some Dallas students, home from school. You know, in West Africa, it's so bad. 6,500 people, it could be even higher than that. 3,000 dead. That's what the World Health Organization numbers are anyway. And, you know, give or take, that might even be higher. So we got the U.S. military. Remember, we have people on the ground. We have U.S. military that delivered a whole bunch of equipment. They built a clinic. They staffed it with American health workers. And the U.S. is also planning to build 17 other clinics in Liberia. Not just the one, 17. And they're training health workers to staff them, which is a good thing. Because then look what happens when somebody gets out of Liberia, comes to a city in Dallas, and now we have to play the waiting game of Russian roulette. Anybody worried a little bit about Ebola or no? 855-266-5283. If you want to flip me a call, that's the number. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Here. The only reason I referenced it is if you were listening the other night, a new feature we're doing here on the show, old school versus new school. It was Madonna versus Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, who, by the way, went to Juilliard and is actually really a classically trained singer, etc. And that's why she's hanging out with Tony Bennett and going a little old school herself. It's not about music, because the music has stopped when it comes to Ebola. It has to be just gut-wrenching to lose someone from that, like especially the amount of families ripped apart in Liberia. But then to come back where you think you're safe in Dallas, go to the hospital, throw you a few antibiotics, you waddle back to your car, and then next thing you know, man, you are in an ambulance, special delivery to another hospital, and you have Ebola. Yeah, you've been diagnosed with Ebola, and teams are flying in from Atlanta, from the CDC, because of you, because you have it. And then the part of that that's not so great is you got to sweat it out, and sweat it out means you're either going to live or you're going to die. And the numbers are kind of all over the map on that. Fluids, everything they can do for you, you're isolated. And then you're just, people are praying. Praying, and they're also praying that you didn't come in contact with too many people, because how many could you have gotten sick? And that's the big fat question mark that hangs in the balance. It does. It's like this respiratory thing that's happening across the country where you've had a couple of children so sad have died. You have asthma, you get clobbered with this, it's a double whammy. And actually, this right now, neck and neck with Ebola, the respiratory strange virus that has hit so many of these kids is, in a sense, worse in this country. But Ebola is like a giant mushroom cloud that hasn't exploded in our faces yet. So it's just a little innocent mushroom that could get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then poof, then we're like outbreak. And we're locked in our houses, scared to death to go anywhere. I'm not a fear monger. I'm not a conspiracy theory person, as you know, if you've listened to this show. But I don't think you can completely erase the severity of what would happen if Ebola spreads. It is very worrisome. That's why they've got kids. 21 days, they're watching them. And imagine if any of those kids come down with it. Hopefully not. Hopefully that doesn't happen. All right, Pete is at Ground Zero in Texas, Ebola land. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Oh, how y'all liking this global economy now? Ain't this great?
No, scary.
Hell yeah, it's scary. Oh, man. What the heck?
No way to know. No way to know with those kids. You just got to watch.
Can you say martial law?
Oh.
If that happens, we are definitely screwed.
Please tell me you're streaming if it happens, right?
But isn't it ironic that we're still staying in our little boxes? You watch your little box. You look at your little box and talk on the phone. But now we're going to be all contagious and all that mess. Oh, it's crazy. It's just ironic. I'm hunkered here in the bunker.
I'm hunkered in a different bunker, but I gotcha. I mean, here's the good news, Pete. I'm trying to invent virtual card games, you know, like gin and hearts. And if I do it, you and I can connect that way because we'll have our white suits on and everything else because we won't be able to touch anything if we go outside.
You do have a little mask over the microphone right now, don't you?
Exactly. Got to have a cover at all times, Pete.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be careful out there in the wilderness. Texas, like I said, Pete and I are at ground zero for it. Thanks, Pete. It is scary. I mean, I have to say, it is scary to talk about it. I think the respiratory thing, though, I talked to a virologist. We're going to have a couple of them on the show next week. One of them was going to come on this week, but because he's so busy dealing with everything, he couldn't. But that is equally as scary to see what's happened, especially with some kids dying from it. Jackie Baby in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. I hope the audio is not muffled. I put a condom over my DSL modem so I could practice safe data transfer.
But I'm pumped. Very nice.
Now, speaking of stuff going on, what's the bet that the now former director of the Secret Service has a wonderful golden parachute to retire on?
Yeah, 30 years. She had 30 years in. So they say, oh, geez, you know. Okay, so she resigns. She says, thank you for your good service for 30 years. And that's it. That's boom, nothing. Nothing from her. No last thoughts on what happened because she just got skewered in front of that committee, as she should have been, and didn't have great answers. It was like she was mummified and somebody lawyered her up or something. So, boom, she's forced to resign because it exploded too big. And there were no answers. Once the guy with the gun on the elevator, you know, then there was no escaping it.
Yeah, when all these breaches started happening, I started looking through the entertainment magazines for the D.C. area, thinking, well, okay, was there a prostitutes convention on in town? And then I couldn't find any reports of hookers not getting paid, so that sort of ruled that one out. There was no Secret Service agents running up and down the corridors, sans tidy-whitey, so that was sort of out of it. I'm just wondering whether a sense of morality has sort of swept through the Secret Service that they're so tired of protecting this treasonous president that their oath has sort of haunted them at the back of their mind, that it's a case of now they can't stomach taking a bullet for this person anymore. You know, they just don't want to be responsible for protecting someone that is just essentially destroying the United States.
Were you listening to Rush today? Are you filled with Rush today? Is that what's going on here? I don't think, here's what I think it is, Jack, seriously. I don't think it's about that. I think it's that, for, I think the culture, they're, the culture of the Secret Service is, you know, do whatever you want. It's Gen Xers and younger that have no discipline because they don't have a leader. Now, you could take that to mean, okay, so you put the wrong people in charge at the Secret Service. They, people just get slapped on the wrist, and who's really in charge, and that's a big problem. And then that stems from the White House because that's my beef with the president, that they don't ever have accountability there. They just move on, come up with some lame excuse, and always react to things. So it starts at the top, I suppose, right? Because he's leading the way, and ultimately those agencies are all underneath the president in a sense.
I don't know. And thanks for the compliment comparing me to Rush, by the way. Although I've always said, you know, you listen to me when you find Rush too liberal. So, and I don't know. Having served and having taken, the oath that many soldiers do, and the Secret Service take the same oath as the military do to uphold and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I just, through my own military service, there are times that you are asked to do things that you find morally questionable or even lawfully questionable. And I'm just seem to be seeing this, with the low recruitment numbers in the military because people are finding it distasteful serving under this president. We're seeing it in law enforcement, especially federal law enforcement, as you've noted yourself. Homeland Security, especially Customs and Border Patrol, are having a cow of a time holding on to their senior officers because they're just jack of the whole situation and essentially having to swallow their pride to go to work each day and have a shower when they get home each night because they just feel so dirty.
Yeah, and that, so that's the thing. If you cannot do that, you cannot be in that position. We're up against it, Jackie Boy. Thanks for the call. You can't. There's the thing. If you're the Secret Service, you got to take the bullet. I mean, you're the shield. You're the vest. You're the bulletproof vest. Nobody wants to have it come to that, but that's what the deal is. So if you can't do that, if you can't be that wall in any of those spots, then that's not the right job, and we got something really amiss here. Because I think, seriously, no matter how you feel about the president, we cannot have a country where people are in the Secret Service and that they don't want to be there, they don't want to take a bullet for the guy or the woman or the person who's in office at all. Come on. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk. For every political persuasion, we are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Reminder to all of you listening right now to the best show you never heard of, America Tonight. Kate Delaney riding side saddle on the technicals, Nathan Reeder at the mothership. No Ebola there, but 11 miles from this studio, you've got an Ebola patient in the hospital, Texas Presby, that's where he is. And you have kids that are being quarantined for at least 21 days for fear because they came in contact with the Ebola patient. And a lot of people talking about it. But it's not just the water cooler buzz here in Dallas. It's everywhere. Everybody is talking about what's going on in the United States and what has started. Will it get that much bigger? Okay, so a couple of things before we jump head first into all of that. Don't forget, we've got Nail the Score coming up in our next hour. Last segment, your chance to win some fabulous prizes. But who cares about the prizes? It's bragging rights. If you can nail the score, that's huge. That's like picking lottery numbers. Only don't expect $135 million. But when the game is chosen, you don't have to know anything about the No Fun League. The NFL. You just have to say who you think is going to win between the two teams that are named and what the score is going to be. And no score is lame because scores can be lopsided. They can be high-scoring games or low-scoring games or blowouts or whatever, so it doesn't matter. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's just one segment. We squeezed it into one segment this year for people who complained they didn't like football and then other people who complained they wanted more. We decided, okay, we're going to give you one. How's that? That is called that's like a marriage. I am married to this audience because I'm listening to what you're telling me. So I gave you one segment, and that's it. And then coming up when we hit the tail end of this hour, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I guarantee the hospital that sent that Ebola patient home is feeling like dumb, because everybody keeps saying, why did they do that? Why'd they send them home? There's just they weren't prepared. That's it. Not prepared to deal with the potential of Ebola. I guarantee everybody now is. Does everybody know where Liberia is? Does everybody know what's happening? I think so at this point. So the Secret Service, which I brushed over that at the top, and you heard Jack say what his theory was, that nobody, but he's an Obama beater. He's seeing no sunshine in the Obama world, period, at all. He gives them nothing. I don't think it was that at all. I think that it's just a little playhouse that the Secret Service agents could care less who was in charge. They weren't paying attention to whatever she was saying. If she was trying to take control, she didn't do a great job of it. And that's the bottom line. I never cry for people who are in leadership positions because they wanted them. They wanted them. They jumped in there, and you know what you're getting. And she knew that. Julia Pearson knew that because she saw what happened before. I mean, she's been part of the Secret Service for 30 years, for goodness sake. So she knew what was going on. So once you step into the light, then you got to be able to handle it. So Republicans are happy. They don't think she should be the Secret Service director. There's still a ton of problems. And we'll see, you know, where we go from that. She couldn't have, you know, she's a scapegoat. I mean, she's another scapegoat in a sense, but she is. And also, I think she just didn't do what she had to do when she jumped in there. From the view from the chief seats is not internally being there, is you knew you had a problem. You cannot have someone jump the White House fence, make it inside the presidential residence through an unlocked door, and then be tackled by an off-duty Secret Service agent. And you had the president who was just minutes before in that house. And then the guy in the elevator with the gun, yeah. The saga goes on and on and on. There's just absolutely no way that can happen, that you can let that happen. Can't do it. You need somebody in there, and that's what we're looking at. You know, this is somebody who was a Florida cop, joined the Secret Service as a special agent in 1984, did the security detail of Presidents George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and G.W. and didn't have any problems. She was Chief of Staff, Assistant Director of the Secret Service Office of Human Resources and Training from, 2008 until she was appointed director last year. And, you know, so anyway, that's it. Now, she's going to be succeeded by Joe Clancy. And who is Joe Clancy? A West Point grad, former special agent in charge of the president's protective detail. He retired in 2011. The president has actually talked about him before. So he's leaving his private world, his private bubble, to jump into this to be, you know, in the Secret Service to run that. And that's it. We move on to another chapter. That's it. And ta-da. What happens next? Drones. They got to watch for drones. Don't worry so much about the jumpers, but the drones could be coming next toward the White House. It's strange, too, because you think of all these threats from ISIS, other terror groups. You cannot have the guard down at the White House. Can't have it. Breaching more than five rings of security. Entering the White House with a knife. I mean, this is one for the books. This goes down. And it's just, you know, so here's the thing. You can't have major security breaches. Was unacceptable. And now we'll see what Joe brings to the job. Because there's definitely going to be a microscope there if something else happens. And listen, anything can happen. There's no 100%. But you certainly can't have those kind of things that were happening. I mean, completely ridiculous. So we mentioned ISIS. I brushed over ISIS there. This is the focus. ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. I was talking to my nephew the other day. He knows all about ISIS. They're talking about it in their history class. They, you know, he knows ISIS. He knows exactly. Yeah, the guys in black. The bad guys. Aren't the bad guys dressed in black? So more ugly details keep coming out about horrible stories, including these teenage girls who were part of that group in northern Iraq who say, just for the people who believe nothing terrible is happening, and they're believing there are a few of those, shockingly, they, now that they're out, because they were being held captive and they were tortured, they escaped. They said they were raped, beaten, given hardly anything to eat, forced to watch videotapes of beheadings over and over and over and over again. I mean, just chilling, barbaric stuff. And they were urged to convert or be killed. So they, people would pretend to convert for fear that they were going to have their head cut off. This is the kind of stuff that's happening. And what are we talking about? We're talking about 5,000 women, 7,000 men separated, all that kind of stuff. It's nasty. They have to be driven out. And we know that. We're already past that point. But we still are at the point of arguing about Congress and funding and is it a war? Is it not being declared war constitutionally? What do you think? Hey, you guys love Jeff Atticott. Jeff Atticott on the show the other night, what did he say? He said the president had war powers. It was totally within his rights. He did the right thing. I mean, this is a guy who thinks Obama's hideous, terrible at every turn at what he's done. And he said, nope, he did the right thing. That was the right way to go. In the meantime, we had Ivan Eland on. And Ivan, who you catch his stuff in Huffington Post, said the opposite, that it was wrong, that these presidents have been able to leapfrog the Constitution, and they shouldn't be able to do that. Isn't that interesting? Because it's kind of a tale of reversal. Usually you would see Ivan come down in a different direction and Jeff come down in a different direction. And many of you sent me emails about that, saying you thought Congress should have the authority, and others saying no, but that you weren't back behind dumping a ton of money into Iraq and into Syria, and how ridiculous is it that we didn't do this earlier if this was on the menu? If this was what was going to happen, what do we do by delaying it? What do we do? Probably bought ourselves 36 more months of dealing with this, because this is not going to be over in any kind of a New York minute. And you know what a New York minute is like. Boom! It's not happening. We already have over 200 airstrikes, U.S. airstrikes, let alone now all these other people in the coalition. So this is going to be a hangaround thing. And it means probably a couple of years, at least. Probably a couple of years. Because what they don't want you to know is really, I mean, it's really true. ISIS is recruiting constantly. They do have a lot of people. The nest is big. And they're not going anywhere. They're close to Baghdad. They're continuing their reign of terror, even as certain communication elements are taken out. And there have been some big hits, and there have been some wins. They're not going to just fold them all of a sudden. There's no white flag. This isn't the early days of war. There is no white flag with these guys. Coming up. Ever do anything dumb? Want to hear about some people who did dumb things and shared it with us? I do. That's next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815, 1-844-500-0815, or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you all doing out there? Not so great in Ebola land. People are paranoid, freaked out, and flat out talking about Outbreak. If you haven't seen the movie Outbreak, it is almost like an invitation to watch it because of the fear of Ebola spreading. And you got to take this serious. The CDC certainly is. That's why they marched their troops in town. So they can watch the kids. There's five of them they're worried about. 21 days, no school. If they don't have Ebola, woohoo! They got 21 days out of school. But it's a serious thing. And somebody was in Liberia, brought it back, went to the hospital. Oh, you were in Liberia? No problem. You have some of the symptoms? Here's some antibiotics. Boom, they're out of the hospital. Then they're back in. Only this time they're not walking. They're prone. On a stretcher, boom, you're in. Oh, this isn't good. So we'll see what happens. Because everybody's watching this. It's like live truck central. Every news crew around has descended on Dallas, Texas. So on that note, let's laugh a little. If you've ever done anything that you can't believe you did it, I would consider that a dumb thing if it was kind of a silly, ridiculous thing and nobody got hurt in the end, then it's all good. You got to think of it that way. So this is the segment inspired by Nathan Reeder, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, the payoff is so good, folks. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to
perfect,
cook your dog.
Right? Perfect.
That was perfect timing. Oh, timing is everything. All right, this one from Eli, who says, Kate, it seems like a minor infraction, but perhaps it is rather dumb. I was trying to impress a young lady, and I rode with the top down. Seems that I didn't realize she had extensions in her hair, and the extensions, believe it or not, which I would assume would really be attached better than that, flew out of the car because the top was down. So imagine what that was like, and then you try to double back, and are you finding those extensions when you're on a major highway? I got to tell you, you're not. Yeah, you know, I've never had hair extensions, so I really can't say I profess to know much about them. I know they look good on some people, and you have no idea that they have them, but I can't imagine they're not attached tighter than that, that they would fly off if you're in a convertible. And then if I had attachments to my hair to make it longer, then why would I, and it was kind of loose or something, why would I let you take me in a convertible with the top down? I'd say I prefer not to have it down. I don't know. So I'm not even going to say Eli. That's Eli. That's not your fault. I hope you're listening. Because she should have said, if she knew that she had them on and they were loose, why would she let you go on that ride anyway? Just keep the top on. I don't want the top off. But it is kind of wild. I actually have a dumb story that he jogged my memory about. There was a guy I was dating when I lived in California for a short period of time, and we were in Monterey watching the big Pebble Beach golf tournament. We were big golfers. We were into golfing. So we were up there, and it was like an old convertible. I don't even remember what it was. So it wasn't like some fancy, slick ride. It was cute. It looked good, but it was, I mean, it could have been a Toyota Verona. I can't remember what it was, but it had a convertible top, and it had a hard top, you know, one of the hard top ones. And it rained. It was raining, and we were inside somewhere, and we came out. It was leaking, and we didn't realize it, you know, because you're rushing to your car. You sit in the car, you jump in the car, and it had just sat in a ton of water. I mean, it was like I was swimming. So that was a real bummer, because now you've got this wet seat. Everything's wet. It's a mess. And, yeah, that was a dumb thing because the thing leaked. So it probably was the wrong rye to have up there. Let's move on to another one. This one from Al. And Al says, Kate, I don't know if you would consider this dumb or not, but I'm going to say it's dumb. I have a really good head of hair, and thank goodness it is back again. But not too long ago, I thought it would be kind of cool to shave my hair off. I thought I would look hot with being bald. It would just be a real shocker for some people. I'm only 31 years old. So I went to a barbershop and they shaved it off. Turns out not everybody has a nice round head. I sort of had bumps on my head. It looked like chunks of Mars. It was awful. I had to wear hats for a very long time. I guess 60 days or so, maybe 90, until I started to get some decent amount of hair back. And I learned a lesson. Don't assume that you have a sweet, smooth, bald head if you shave your head. Okay. You know what? Some people, I don't have a thing about if someone's bald or not. The guys think that women have a thing about the bald head thing. That, you know, you can't be bald, there's no way. Which leads to people doing, when they have like one strand of hair, doing that, that's silly. I guess it's true. I mean, I guess not all heads are created equal. Not all bald heads look the same. And if you have bumps, or you nick yourself, or the barber nicks you, then all that would show up, I guess. I know a few bald men, and they look fine, now that I think of it. Okay, here's but it is kind of dumb to shave. When you have gray hair, he said he had good hair. So if you have good hair, you're shaving your hair, and there wasn't a bet or anything from what he said. So I'm going to say that was the dumb thing, really. Okay, this one comes to us from Glenn, who says, Kate, dumb things. I love it. It just keeps getting better and better. I have so many. I think this one I'm going to throw out just because I was trying to impress my girlfriend and her family. They were visiting, and it was Thanksgiving last year. So I decided I would make the turkey, and I took a lot of advice from people on how to make it, and I decided to do the whole traditional thing. I'm not a great cook. I'm an okay cook. I was just trying to be impressive, so to help out. So I cooked the turkey upside down. I didn't have the turkey the right side up. And then when I took it out of the oven and carving it, I carved it funny. It seemed like I kept hitting bones. I mean, the turkey itself tasted good, but it looked awful because I didn't even carve it right. I was carving it as it was upside down. I think I was so nervous or something, I didn't even realize what I had done. This seems almost impossible because I have a husband who did the same thing, and he was trying to be impressive and help and cook the turkey upside down. And who knew, had foil all over it, and it still tasted good. I mean, it's like almost the same story. So I can relate to that story. I bet with turkey adventures, there's a lot of things that happen. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen with making that turkey where you have horror stories. It's dropped on the floor, it was frozen, and the oven got turned off. That happens to people. Thanksgiving and holidays just are begging for their own dumb thing categories because a lot of dumb things happen then. All right, one more quick one. This one is from Lacey, who says, I bet this is very, very common, but I locked my keys in the car, and I couldn't get the lever to push it open. For some reason, it wouldn't push open, if you understand that. I have a Honda. So it was really a nightmare because I needed my keys, and I wasn't close to home. It led to getting a ride and a few other things. It all worked out in the end, but it turned a really nice day into a really miserable day. I can see how you could do that. If it got stuck, the thing is how you pop the trunk. That's what must have happened. So you had the trunk open, didn't realize the lever was broken or whatever, and then you laid the keys down when you were moving things or something is what I'm assuming. How about that? All right, dumb things. You can always send them to me, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.